We're going to move on to the third item of is a statement of policy regarding commission action at the initial stage in the enforcement process. This is a memorandum from Commissioners Broussard and Dickerson. Rather than a presentation from the Office of General Counsel, I will first recognize Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do not have any prepared remarks. I simply want to say this is an effort for commissioners to work together to streamline the process that happens in the enforcement matter. This will give the opportunity for us to return back to where the statute says that there are two opportunities for how the commission will vote at the initial stage of reason to believe. I believe that this will overall help the agency in improving the continuous improvement of the efficiencies that the enforcement division has been moving towards and dramatically improve on the great work that they've been doing all along, but definitely during the last 3 years that we've all been working together. And I look forward to helping my colleagues and working with OGC in further implementing this. I do have one final thing to say that while this is a put forth by myself and Commissioner Dickerson, this is not personally Shauna Broussard's brainchild. This is something that has been talked about among the building for a period of time. So you should give credit where credit is due. So let me look to my left. That's funny because what my party is. and say also thank you for originating that idea, at least for me, to the vice chair. And I also want to say thank you to Commissioner Dickerson. We continue to work on these projects that we both have a common interest to. And it's always a pleasure to work with them on these things. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, colleagues.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Dickerson.
Prepared remarks is probably a stretch, but I did have a couple things I wanted to say. The Federal Election Campaign Act asks us to do only one thing at the initial stage. It asks us to decide whether four commissioners agree that there is reason to believe a violation of the act has occurred or is about to occur. And if not, our work is done. Despite this simple task, the commission has, with good intentions, drifted from the binary decision anticipated by the act. We've adopted at least seven possible outcomes, several of them ad hoc, and commissioners often engage in lengthy, complex voting to ensure that our views are captured on the vote certification. These fine distinctions, as far as I can tell, are virtually unintelligible to the outside world and a source of significant confusion to commentators and the courts reviewing our work. As Commissioner Broussard mentioned, this is another in a line of, at least in my view, common sense efforts to harmonize where there's agreement. And to put the commission back on course and align our practices with the statute. Going forward, the commission will take an up or down vote on reason to believe, and we will commit our views to writing either through faction legal analysis or statement of reason, as the DC Circuit has instructed us. It's my sincere hope that this will simplify our decision making, both for the Office of General Counsel, which I will say has been put in a very difficult position, divining a long line of commission precedents that are not always harmonious, and allow them to simplify their own internal processes, which will hopefully be a source of efficiency and some relief from their duties, while making our own decisions clear and our reasoning more transparent to the public. Those are my reasons for proposing this, and I thank Commissioner Broussard, as always, for her efforts.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Dickerson. Turn over to the Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with everything that both my colleagues have said, and thank my colleague for the acknowledgement. This is something that I suggested a while back, and I'm wholeheartedly in support of this. I appreciate my colleague's efforts to streamline the process. I think the notion of finding no reason to believe dates back to the 70s. I think the commission, when I first started looking into this issue, this process has been going on for a very, very long time. And commissioners and staff have turned themselves into pretzels trying to figure out, well, is no reason to believe really a higher standard than dismissal? But I don't think I've ever seen a court say, well, the commission not only dismissed this matter, they found no reason to believe that the law was violated. And I'm pretty sure I never saw a respondent put that in a press release because their constituents wouldn't understand it. So I am wholeheartedly in support of this simplification. It's going to make our lives easier. It's going to make council's life easier. I think, as colleagues have said, it'll make the process more comprehensible. I do want to note that, again, we always love getting comments. We did get a late comment on this last night. And I want, while I appreciate the comment, I want to respectfully disagree with the comment and perhaps reassure the commenter that I don't believe that anything in this document will preclude the commission from closing the file after a split vote, should that happen. You know, I don't think anybody else thinks that it will preclude us from doing that. So hopefully that will reassure the commenter that things will, files will continue to close. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to support the document.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Colleagues, anything else? Not maybe an appropriate motion. Commissioner Dickerson?
Thank you. In LRF 1455, a statement of policy regarding commission action in matters at the initial stage of the enforcement process, I move approval of agenda document number 24-10-A and directed submission to the Federal Register for immediate publication.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Dickerson. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? All right, seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, colleagues, for your work on that item.